Hey guys, this is Nomad Altair, your host, and I just wanted to tell you that today's podcast is going to be really, really short. I'm sorry, but I have been some work, and I've been trying to increase the time for my podcasts, and in the near future, you'll see really, really lengthy stories and tales. So yeah, just be and let's begin. So Timur was a very feared warrior in Asia. Back in his time, he was the descendant of Genghis Khan, if I'm correct, who was also one of the greatest warriors of all time. So Timur had his stories. He was a cursed warrior. So there have been stories about him that he used to get his enemies' heads decapitated and pyramids out of their skulls, and he would do stuff like that. He was like really, really tyrant. So when Timur died, on his tomb there was some kind of inscription written that something in the lines of whoever opens his tomb, there will be an invader. And it happened so that around 1940 or 1941, I don't remember correctly, some Russian scientists opened the tomb of Timur, and some Russian archaeologists opened the tomb of Timur, and soon after that Germany invaded Russia and the World War II began. So yeah, like it said, we'll have like whoever opens this tomb will have invaders, and there will be havoc all over the world, and World War II started. It's pretty insane, but what is that after examining his skeleton or remains, whatever, when they put his body back, just soon after they had put his body back inside the tomb, Japan surrendered. In 1945, Japan finally surrendered. I mean, just after they had put his body back, World War II ended. I mean, that's pretty intense. I mean, when he was living, he conquered a whole major part of Asia, and even after his death, he was wreaking havoc all over the world. So this is it for today. Thank you for listening, and all the timings for my I will increase the length of my podcasts, and I will have longer tales. It's just that I'm stuck up with some work, and you know, the lockdown, it's getting to my head. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for listening.